Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Just had to let that guitar rip for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Wednesday, or Tuesday edition, I should say. Festco of the morning.
Day ahead today.
Day ahead,
huh?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's get to the next game.
Let's go!
Instead of Tuesday being a Wednesday.
What is today? Today's Monday. Tomorrow's a Tuesday.
Today would be off tacos today. That's cool.
Today would be a Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Today would be a Monday since it's Monday Night Football.
Right.
And then next week at this time, it's a Thursday.
Next week at this time. So next Tuesday's a Thursday?
I don't know.
Totally confused at this point in time.
I bet if Pat Mahomes said it was Thursday,
he'd
probably be like, it's the greatest Thursday ever!
That's right. I would believe it.
That Every day's Thursday.
That is right. Russell Wilson said it. I wouldn't believe it. But if Patrick Mahomes did, yeah.
It is time to
Why
chat
would he lie to me?
With 610 Sports Radio's Chiefs insider Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Very good.
Whatever day it is in Josh's world. Tuesday officially.
So the Chiefs got another advantage that the rest of the league is looking at and going, it's not fair, man. Like Harrison Butker gives you that next level of it's not fair, man, and weapons, doesn't he?
Yeah, I always looked at Harrison Butker as a solid kicker, and he has been for the Chiefs since they were able to snipe him. Panthers practice squad back in 2017. He's made game-winning kicks before. He's made playoff kicks, won in the Super Bowl. But that the other day, that was Justin Tucker level. I mean, let's go back to that situation. 50-plus yards, all the pressure in the world, and he didn't even seem to be fazed by one iota. And this was a team that was down all day, that was never really winning. So I'm thinking now, in an age of analytics where teams are starting to go for it from 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2 from their own 40, now they're looking at it and say, okay, yeah, we might have to deal with Patrick Mahomes, but at the same time, even if we are able to stop him, we know for a fact that they're getting 3 here. So maybe that makes teams think twice. It gives Chiefs just another advantage, and if they're already a team with this really potent offense.
Is it okay, Bob, that Pete referenced Justin Tucker in the same reference as Harrison Butker,
or do you not allow anybody
else to be in the realm of our kicker?
Nobody else is in the realm of Justin Harrison Butker. Justin, who did you say? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I know. I've
heard of it.
Thank you.
Hey, he enters the conversation now, and I never would have thought that before the other day, because everyone's in the best shape of their life, right, at training camp, but
sure.
He really showed it in a big spot the other day.
No, yeah, he did.
He's always been really accurate and continued to do that, Pete. I just love now he's like, yeah, I kicked it from 7 the other day. Like, I feel like he's getting to the point where he's going to, like, really pester Tobe. He's like, yeah, I get it. You can kick it from wherever we're at.
Mm-hmm.
But we're either
there are
limits.
There are weird situations in the course of an NFL season. I bet we see a rather long kick, 60-plus at some point. There's going to come a point in time where it's going to make sense. And Andy Reid's going to be like, all right, until you miss, why not just go out there?
Are you doing that kick, though, in a situation where you're up like 42-10 just to see, like, where it really doesn't have an impact on the game? Or is that the type of kick that
then you're
do?
Running it up on somebody?
No, you're not. It's professional.
From 70.
No, you're not. It's professional sports. Play defense. You're paid just as much as the other guys are. The running it up thing
I would rather do it in that situation.
In that situation than a game winner type situation.
Well,
right?
No, a game winner thing is fine, but like the situation where, like, oh, what if it got blocked and
returned the other way?
They could be still dangerous, right, Pete?
I mean, this is the same head coach who threw it with Dontari Poe up big against the Broncos on Christmas. So, I mean, I wouldn't rule anything out for Andy Reid.
I wouldn't either. Pete Sweeney, our Chiefs insider from Arrowhead Pride here on 610 Sports Radio. And we look around the league, and we talked about it a little bit ago, the injuries in this league right now, not just to, you know, offensive linemen that you don't know, but to really high, high-profile type of players. The Denver Broncos have been riddled by injury right now. What's that doing for the rest of the AFC West?
Yeah, the Broncos are probably the worst in the AFC West right now when it comes to injuries, because they got an injury to the quarterback, Drew Locke. You also have Mark Barrett and Philip Lindsay at the moment. I projected the Broncos to be the second team in the AFC West, but losing your quarterback for that long and having Jeff Drixel come in, that's going to hurt you for the next 6 weeks. So now they take a step back in my mind. Chargers already lost Derwin James again. Their center, Mike Pouncey, their safety, Rashawn Jenkins, came out a little banged up. The Raiders have been relatively healthy. They actually look like the best team right now, which I think is a huge surprise. But just in general across the board, there's so many serious injuries. And we've been able to get on the Chiefs the past couple years, the past few years, because they haven't really necessarily handled injuries well. And they are a little bit banged up right now, but there really hasn't been, knock on wood, anything serious. So I think that the fact that they were able to, between the coaching staff and the training staff, get these guys in a place where they're not suffering these, season-long, again, knock-on-wood injuries, is a credit to them. And we're very quick to say they botched this one because there have been problems in the past. But they've done a nice job this 2020 season.
Having close games where you come away with a victory isn't the worst thing in the world, because it shows you have some things that maybe are exposed or that you can do better, but then still find a way to come through with a win. Huge. But what are some of the things that you saw, maybe not just last week, but over the first 2 weeks, you're like, oh, they do need to get this cleaned up?
Yeah, the Chiefs right now, and Bob will love this, they have two ultimate fixers in Patrick Mahomes and Tyrann Mathieu. And they can fix things, I think, to a certain point. But there's three things that I saw that are extra concerning to this team. And I see the pressure coming for Mahomes, especially at the tackles positions. And Chiefs have faced two really good front sevens to start the year, but it only gets tougher with this next stretch. Mahomes, after week two, is in the top six in the league as far as times under pressure. So that's not a good stat that you want to be in. The run defense hasn't looked good. The Chiefs have been among the worst tackling teams in the league, especially at that second level. So you got to get that better, because at a certain point, a team is going to get a lead and run all over you. And these bad starts are becoming a theme, and it's continued a little bit from last year, and eventually that'll catch up with you too. So I think if you're looking to this Ravens game, which there should be no reason to not be up for this game, Pat Mahomes needs to be better protected, needs to tackle some of these guys like Lamar Jackson if you're spying him, or some of their guys like Melvin Ingram and J.K. Dobbins. You got to get your hands around these guys. And you hopefully will start fast in this game, which is going to be like a playoff game, I would believe.
Well, I would imagine too, but I think from looking at it from a perspective of both teams, to me it's more of a, and I hate to use the term, like a desperation game for the Ravens, but the narrative around them is, okay, you're nice, but you can't beat the Chiefs. I mean, you can't beat the Chiefs, you can't beat the Chiefs, and you can't win in the playoffs.
You have a chance to change the conversation.
Yeah, this is like, to me, it's a big game for both teams, but I feel like there's more on the line for the Ravens potentially in this one than there is for the Chiefs, even though the winner of this game could be looking at that first round bye.
Yeah, I think you're just in store for a lot of dogfights this year across the board with the Chiefs. I think you saw it last game. I mean, the LA Chargers was coming off a game where they were in a 3-point 16-13 battle with the Cincinnati Bengals, and all of a sudden they punched the Chiefs in the mouth. Now they didn't win, but they were in that game and probably had the win probability in the second half quite a bit. And I look at the Baltimore Ravens, and this is a team that's one of the better in the AFC. A lot of people would say that they are going to be neck and neck with the Chiefs for winning the AFC conference. And I just look at Lamar Jackson's record, and the only blemish right now on it has been in the playoffs, and in the regular season he's lost two quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes, twice. So not only are you facing the Super Bowl team, not only is it the team people compare you to, but your great quarterback, who's fun to watch and excellent, he hasn't been able to beat Patrick Mahomes. So this is a team that I think even that Super Bowl target is enhanced next Monday night, and that's why I think we're all looking forward to this game so much.
Yeah, and the Ravens, I think it's 14 straight games now where they have not given up more than 25 points to their opponents. So if you're the Chiefs, what are you doing to try to generate some offense against this defense early on?
Yeah, I liked what they were able to do in the first game with Clyde Edwards-Helaire and getting the run going on the ground. That typically opens things up in the pass. But it does seem like a lot of these teams are playing their coverage back. They're blanketing Tyreek Hill, trying to take him out of the game and really getting the pressure. So I think it starts with establishing a run game, and then you got to protect Patrick Mahomes, because if he's uncomfortable, I mean, he is this Superman, but he even struggled at the beginning of last game. He wasn't making some of the throws. Finally, he was able to settle in, and we saw what happened. But comfort early and establishing the run early, I think, are going to be key against the Baltimore Ravens. And what's weird is these offenses are so prolific that it may turn into this possession who has it last game at the end, like we used to see in those Patriots and Broncos battles back in the day. I think these teams are that close. So the Chiefs are going to have to be really strategic about how they go about this.
I wish it was Thursday at least right now. I guess I'm...
You're rushing the week, man.
I'd be cool if this were Monday.
Why are you rushing the week?
Let's play this thing. Let's get this game of the year going. Do you think it ends up being the game of the year that we see for the Chiefs?
Well, we know on NFL Network and ESPN who has the game, they're going to be certainly billing it as that, and it should be. I mean, you look at these two teams, and I think you hope it is. I don't think anyone really nationally especially wants to see a blowout, but right now this certainly does look like the tallest task in the AFC for Kansas City, so I'm excited to watch and see what happens.
Pete, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Next week on Tuesday.
Tuesday, recapping the game from Monday. Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying that for me. Mm-hmm. I know when Pete knows when he's coming on. I'm just
trying
to figure out what day it'll be.
Days are tough.
Next time we get him. It'll be right after that game.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.